Good morning. You're listening to Scariff Bay Community Radio. Now we have Mass for the 13th Sunday of the year from the studios here in Scariff Bay Community Radio in Scariff. Your celebrant will be Father Joe McMahon.
I rise today through the strength of heaven, light of sun, radiance of moon, splendor of fire, speed of lightning, swiftness of wind, depth of the sea, stability of earth, firmness of rock. I arise today through God's strength to pilot me, God's eye to look before me, God's wisdom to guide me, God's way to lie before me, God's shield to protect me. From all who shall wish me ill, afar and near, alone and in a multitude, against
in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. As the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. And as we listen to those beautiful words that we associate with St. Patrick and his followers, we greet you all who are listening on Scariff Bay FM and online in East Clare and throughout the country and in more distant parts as well. So we are broadcasting like the Pope, Orbi et Orbi. And today is our last day broadcasting from the studio here in Scariff Bay, but we will be broadcasting Mass from Scariff Parish Church next week. And tomorrow, the Feast of St. Peter and Paul, we return with our daily Mass at 10 o'clock in the church in Scariff. And we place ourselves in the presence of God. We ask God, like the followers of St. Patrick, to guide our lives, to be with us, to be behind us, to be before us. And we ask for pardon for the times we have not followed him. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, what I have failed to do, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask, Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Let us pray. All-powerful God, your incarnate word offers us true life. Make our ears attentive to the voice of your Son and our hearts generous in answering his call, that we may take up the cross with trust in his promises. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
A reading from the second book of Kings. One day, as Elijah was on his way to Shunem, a woman of rank who lived there pressed him to stay and eat there. After this, he always broke his journey for a meal when he passed that way. She said to her husband, "Look, I am sure the man who is constantly passing our way must be a holy man of God. Let us build him a small room on the roof, and put a bed in it, and a table, and chair, and lamp. Whenever he comes, he can rest there." One day when he came, he retired to the upper room and lay down. He said to his servant Gehazi, "Call our Shunammite. Tell her this. Look, you have gone to all this trouble for us. What can we do for you? Is there anything you would like to be said to you from the king or to the commander of the army?" But she replied, "I live with my own people about me." "What can be done for her then?" he asked. Gehazi answered, "Well, she has no son and her husband is old." Elijah said, "Call her." The servant called her and she stood at the door. "This time next year," he said, "you will hold a son in your arms." The word of the Lord.
you, O Lord, I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your justice, rescue me and deliver me. Incline your ear to me and save me.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. When we were baptized in Christ Jesus, we were baptized in his death. In other words, when we were baptized, we went into the tomb with him and joined him in his death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead by the Father's glory, we too might live a new life. But we believe, having died with Christ, we shall return to life with him. Christ, as we know, having been raised from the dead, will never die again. Death has no power over him anymore. When he died once for all to sin. So his life now is life with God. And in that way, you too must consider yourselves to be dead to sin, but alive for God in Christ Jesus. The word of the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. Open our heart, O Lord, to accept the words of your Son. Alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus instructed the 12 as follows. Anyone who prefers father or mother to me is not worthy of me. Anyone who prefers son or daughter to me is not worthy of me. Anyone who does not take his cross and follow in my footsteps is not worthy of me. Anyone who finds his life will lose it. Anyone who loses his life for my sake will find it. Anyone who welcomes you welcomes me, and those who welcome me welcome the one who sent me. Anyone who welcomes a prophet because he is a prophet will have a prophet's reward. And anyone who welcomes a holy man because he is a holy man will have a holy man's reward. If you give anyone so much as a cup of cold water, if you give it to one of these little ones because he is a disciple, then I tell you solemnly, he will most certainly not lose his reward. The Gospel of the Lord. in the year 304 during the great persecution of the Emperor Diocletian, 49 Christians from a town in North Africa were arrested as they celebrated the Eucharist. Before being condemned to death, they were interrogated as to why they had defied the edict of the emperor, which forbade the celebration of the Eucharist. And their leader replied, "Sine Dominico non possumus." Without the Lord's Day, we can do nothing. Without the Lord's Day, we cannot live. Not everybody thought like that then. Not everybody thinks like that now. But for many people, if they cannot assemble to celebrate their faith together, something is missing from their life. Our experience over the past few months has made us think about our Sunday Eucharist and what it means to us, and how in new circumstances we can still celebrate the Lord's Day. And perhaps the departure from the routine and regular has enriched us in some ways. But we still long to come together as a community, to return to our places of worship, the places where those who have gone before us have prayed and worshipped and supported each other. And we long to support and encourage each other to do together what we cannot do alone, to recognize, as St. Paul never tires of telling us, that we are all parts of one body. The Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he arose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Guided by Christ's words, we come to you, Father, and ask that you hear our prayers. We pray today for our brothers and sisters throughout the world, that through the inspiration of Jesus and the generosity and example of Christians, they may have food on their tables and love of the Lord in their hearts. We pray for those workers and volunteers who seek to feed and clothe those in need, that the Lord bestow on them the grace to continue in their work and reward them for their acts of mercy. We thank God for all who have been working to prepare our churches as we return to celebrating the Eucharist together next weekend. We remember those who are near and dear to us in our life. We remember those whose anniversaries occur at this time. We ask that you bring them into your presence and that one day you allow us to join those who are near and dear to us in life. Lord, we ask that you hear our prayers and grant us new life and hope through our faith in your infinite love and generosity. We make our prayer through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth, and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life. By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. it will become our spiritual drink. With humble spirit and contrite hearts, may we be acceptable to you, Lord. May our sacrifice in your sight this day be pleasing to you, Lord God. Wash me, Lord, from my iniquity, cleanse me from my sins. Let us pray that our sacrifice may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Lord God, through your sacraments you give us the power of your grace. May this Eucharist help us to serve you faithfully. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Father, all-powerful and ever-living God, we do well always and everywhere to give you thanks. All things are of your making, all times and seasons obey your laws. But you chose to create man in your own image, setting him over the whole world in all its wonder. You made us the steward of all creation, to praise you day by day for the marvels of your wisdom and power through Jesus Christ our Lord. We praise you, Lord, with all the angels and saints in their song of joy. Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Father, you are holy indeed, and all creation rightly gives you praise. All life, all holiness comes from you through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, by the working of the Holy Spirit. From age to age, you gather a people to yourself so that from east to west, a perfect offering may be made to the glory of your name. And so, Father, we bring you these gifts. We ask you to make them holy by the power of your Spirit, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. On the night he was betrayed, he took bread and gave you thanks and praise. He broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." When supper was ended, he took the chalice again and gave you thanks and praise, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." Let us proclaim the mystery of faith. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. Father, calling to mind the death your Son endured for our salvation, his glorious resurrection and ascension into heaven, and ready to greet him when he comes again, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look with favour in your church's offering and see the victim whose death has reconciled us to yourself. Grant that we who are nourished by his body and blood may be filled with his Holy Spirit and become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, and enable us to share in the inheritance of your saints, with Mary, the Virgin Mother of God, with the Apostles, the Martyrs, St. Peter, St. Paul, and all your saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. Lord, may the sacrifice which has made our peace with you advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Strengthen in faith and love your pilgrim church on earth, your servant Francis, our Pope, Fintan, our Bishop, and your entire people. Father, hear the prayers of the family you have gathered here before you. In mercy and love, unite all your children wherever they may be. Welcome into your kingdom our departed brothers and sisters, and all who have left this world in your friendship. We hope to enjoy forever the vision of your glory, through Christ our Lord, from whom all good things come. Through him and with him and in him, O God Almighty Father, In the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honour is yours, forever and ever. Let us pray to God our Father in the words that Jesus taught us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil, and graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Saviour Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you." Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter into my roof. Only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ bring eternal life to us who receive it.
Saint Athanasius. Saint Cecilia.
Litany of the Saints, we remember all who have been part of the body of Christ and still continue in the communion of saints to inspire and to guide us. We remember and reflect on the saints past and present and ask to be part of that great throng ourselves. Let us pray. Give us new life, Lord God, through the divine gift we have offered and received, that bound to you in unfailing love, we may bring forth fruit that remains. We ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And next week, many of you will be joining us in our local churches. And for those who are not ready to make that journey, those who cannot join us, we hope to meet you again from Scariff, Sacred Heart Church Scariff, broadcast on Scariff Bay Community Radio. And we conclude our celebration with that beautiful anthem to Our Lady, Salve Regina, Hail Holy Queen.
Salve Regina, Mater Misericordiae, Vita Dulcedo et Spes Nostra Salve. Ad te clamamus ex
Salve Regina.
You have been listening to Mass for the 13th Sunday of the year from the studios of Scariff Bay Community Radio. The music you heard today was I Arise, Arise Today, sung by Rita Connolly. The Gloria was from the Clonard Redemptorist Monastery with the MacPeak family. The responsorial psalm, I Will Sing of Your Salvation, was sung by Chris Urrutia. The music at the offertory was from Edel Cusack. The Litany of the Saints at Communion by John Becker. And just there you heard Salve Regina, and that was sung by 450 people from 33 countries, and it was produced by the Conti Cattolici in Italy. Your readers today were Sean Tracy and Seamus McCall. And your celebrant was Father Joe McMahon. Thank you very much for listening.